RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. Indonesian consulate holds discussion on Trump's immigration policy. BNPB and Massachusetts Information Technology launch platform of disaster mapped. Indonesian government boosts efforts to early detection of cancer. Now the news in detail. To face the potential threat of flooding during high rainy season in early 2017, the National Disaster Management Agency for and Massachusetts Information Technology MIT Urban Risk Lab launched platform petabencana.id. The platform accommodates disaster map to access the updated flood information in the area of Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, Surabaya, and Bandung. According to Head of Data and Information of National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB Sutopo Purwonugroho said society can actively report the flood situation in the region directly, verified and spread through website petabencana.id. In the launching petabencana.id, which was held on Wednesday, January 1st, Sutopo also said the involvement of society is very important in handling disaster.
Ini adalah platform yang pertama kali di dunia di mana pemantauan.
This is the first platform in the world where disaster monitoring uses social media in real time. Previously, it has been applied in Jakarta and great success. So people convey reports quickly by using Twitter and the others. So there the Jakarta Board for Disaster Mitigation, National Board of Disaster Mitigation can deliver to the public for advice so that we can inform where public of water, how altitude, how many refugees.
Kemudian kita kembangkan untuk tiga wilayah, tiga daerah. Yang pertama adalah Jabodetabek. Kalau sebelumnya kita kembangkan sekarang Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi.
Supervisor said the user target of social media and digital for petabencana.id is 50 million for the area of Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi as many as 31 million. For Surabaya, 10 million and Bandung, 9 million users. In the future, his site will develop a platform for another disaster. On the same occasion, co-director of petabencana.id and researcher of Massachusetts Information Technology Urban Risk Lab, Dr. Etienne Turpin. As Dr. Etienne Turpin said, petabencana is the only one platform which can integrate various popular channels of social media. Besides Twitter and Telegram, they both cooperate with Clue, pasantmata.detik.com, See Alert and other partners. Etienne added that his site invites other applications and channels to share information with petabencana.id. Head of Data Information and Public Relations, National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB, Sutopo Purwonugroho said the threat of drought and forest fire in 2017 will be greater than the previous year. On Wednesday, February 1st, 2016, Jakarta explained, in 2016, El Nino phenomenon occurred which caused high rainfall, while in 2017, the climate is normal. The forest and land fire threats in Sumatra and Kalimantan have a different pattern. In Sumatra, there are two periods of dry season which occur in February until March and July until October. To anticipate it, since January 2014, the province of Riau and South Sumatra provinces have established emergency alert status.
Dengan kondisi siaga darurat, maka BNPB akan mengerahkan
By setting the emergency alert status, BNPB helped Riau and South Sumatra procurement of water pumping helicopters and other ready-made funds. Since the region is not set an emergency status, both emergency preparedness, emergency response, and emergency transition, BNPB is difficult to give assistance. Stupa Moraipur explained that National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB improved early warning system, association and patrols. When disaster occurs elitely, the National Agency for Disaster Mitigation Post will be upgraded its function into the national function. Therefore, BNPB can monitor hotspot in the real time. There are various challenges must be faced to overcome the forest fire, such as clearing land by burning, still ongoing, and become people habits hereditarily for agriculture purposes. Considering political situation before simultaneous regional election on 15th February 2017 in many districts in Indonesia, National Resilience Institute Lemhanas Governor Agus Wijoyo, after officiating polling laboratory to media at Lemhanas in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that Lemhanas did not give solution for all issues in Indonesia. However, he said that Lemhanas has functioned to spread values of nationality through education of national leader candidates.
Lemhanas itu kan tidak menyediakan semua solusi untuk semua masalah-masalah kebangsaan.
National Resilience Institute Lemhanas did not provide solution for all national issues. Even Lemhanas has three key functions. Firstly, it conducts education for national leader candidates. Secondly, it conducts strategy board analysis. Thirdly, it holds the development and spreads nationality values. All of these are the values of nationality, at least for middle term and long term.
Jadi semua itu adalah nilai-nilai kebangsaan yang sifatnya strategis, dan pengkajian itu juga terhadap program-program pemerintah untuk bisa dinilai dalam paling tidak jangka menengah atau jangka panjang.
Gubernur Agus Wijoyo also explained that Lemhanas did not respond political dynamism that happens day by day, even though the analysis report is explained to President. He said that Indonesian president has more instruments than that Lemhanas owns to respond the current dynamisms. National Resilience Institute Lemhanas officiated polling laboratory at Lemhanas in Jakarta on Wednesday. Lemhanas Governor Agus Wijoyo said to media that officiating the polling laboratory expected to know suggestion or constructive thoughts of people for Indonesian government.
Laboratorium jajak pendapat itu kan fungsinya untuk bisa mengindra pemikiran-pemikiran.
Polling laboratory has function to see any thoughts of people, so it can be recorded by competent and concerned institutes. That's the chance for the record of advice. It depends on the purpose and its institute. It is popularly known as polling related to general elections.
Dan fungsi lembaga tersebut. Kalau kita kenal yang populer sekarang ini kan polling dalam rangka pemilihan umum.
Governor Agus Wijoyo also explained that through the polling laboratory, Lemhanas can record what develops in Indonesians' mind. He said the record can be known how far the support people is towards the policy. It can also be known how big the people's mind is toward the policy decided or even to set up government policy in the future. Indonesian government encourages early detection of cancer in community. This was stated by Director General of Disease Prevention and Control of Indonesia, Minister of Health, M. Subu, to the media in commemoration of World Cancer Day in Jakarta on Wednesday. He affirmed that World Cancer Day is an important moment to remind and raise awareness of the dangers of cancer. Views that World Cancer Day also becomes an important momentum to strengthen the cancer care system in Indonesia. Yeah, the cancer is a real threat for Indonesia, which gives the vulnerability of environment for the spread of cancer.
Artinya apa? Dengan semangat Hari Kanker Sedunia yang kita.
With the spirit of World Cancer Day, we want to remind all people that the threat exists. Our environment is not so good. That will lead to disease spread in Indonesia, not only for infectious disease, but cancer is also associated both directly and indirectly with the infectious diseases. If we are often exposed to bacteria, fungi, and parasites, our immunity might decrease and it will allow the spread of cancer.
Bakteri, parasit, jamur, dan lain-lain, mungkin kekebalan daya tubuh kita akan menurun, ya, sehingga akan memudahkan untuk berkembangnya penyakit kanker.
The World Cancer Day 2017 is celebrated with the theme "We Can, I Can't, M. Subhapura said, this team aims to spread the message that everyone collectively and individually can take a role in reducing the burden of cancer and its problems. Based on data from the Ministry of Health, the prevalence of cancer is quite high. The Basic Health Research in 2013 exposed that the prevalence of tumor or cancer in Indonesia was 1.4 per 1,000 population, or around 347,000 people, on which the highest cancer in women is breast cancer and cervical cancer. Meanwhile, cancer funding has also increased. Based on data from the Social Security Agency, in 2015, cancer had cost $2.2 trillion and ranked third after vascular heart disease and kidney failure. M. Sube also confirmed that to optimize the cancer prevention and control in Indonesia, it needs massive effort undertaken by all stakeholders, including government, private sector, and community. The last item, Indonesian government assured to prioritize the handle of breast and cervical cancer of Indonesian people. Director General of Disease Prevention Control, Ministry of Health, M. Subu, in a press conference of the World Cancer Day on Wednesday in Jakarta, said that although the priority was headed towards people with breast and cervical cancer, he remains encouraging people to conduct early detection for possibilities of other cancer exposures.
Bukan artinya cancer yang lain itu diabaikan, tetapi kita memang saat ini.
It does not mean we overlook other cancer, but of course, priority is still with the breast and cervical cancer patients. However, we encourage our people to conduct early detection. If they find any symptoms of other cancer by conducting periodic health checks in the breast health service specialty, so that it can be diagnosed early.
Di fasilitas pelayanan kesehatan dasar pertama, tingkat pertama, FKTP tingkat pertama, sehingga kita bisa lebih nanti mendiagnostik setelah deteksi ini, diagnostik ini.
The Indonesian government has reportedly conducted early detection evokes on breast and cervical cancer. The report was conducted by screening cervical cancer with the visual inspection with acetic acid, IVA method, and the breast cancer with clinical breast examination. The coverage of early detection of IVA and sadness in Indonesia in 2016 was increased compared to 2015, in which the inspection covered 1,268,333 people, or 3.4% to 1,925,943 votes, or about 5.2%.
That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, a commentary today entitled Accelerating the Permit of Energy Investment. The second economic package policy issued by the administration of President Joko Widodo on 29 September 2015 related to deregulation and debureaucracy regulations are intended to facilitate investment. The breakthrough is evident in the form of an investment license within 3 hours in industrial area. With the permit, investor can directly conduct investment activities. The quick service licensing of 3 hours for energy sector infrastructure mineral resources was launched by Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, PKPM, together with the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, SDM. This program, called as a service as SDM 3G, includes 9 licensing aspects comprising of 1 electrical licensing and 8 aspects of oil and gas licensing. The services will be provided if the company has qualified both administratively and technically based on the Ministerial Regulation No. 15/2016. The facility of the ESDM 3G is part of one-stop service center of PKPM and will be held by the mechanism of present, submit, wait, and receive. Previously, the licensing service energy investment usually took 20 until 40 working days, but with the program of ESDM 3G, the temporary operating license can be accelerated to 3 hours, so the investment project which has been planned can be built sooner. Of course, the companies must also meet all requirements. Chief of PKPM Thomas Levon said that the temporary permit that was issued before can be revoked. If there is offense that cannot meet the requirement, that had been determined investor should come directly to brain production process flowchart with domestic capital worth at least 100 billion rupiah, or the project is able to absorb the labor force in Indonesia at least 1,000 people. In this three-hour permit investment, investors will get three laws, namely the investment license, the deed of establishment of business, and the taxpayer identification number TIN. But specifically for the construction of smelter, energy investment license is not valid because it involves several important points, including environmental impact assessment. With the facilities of the investment permit, acceleration is expected to drive the SDM sector to contribute up to 50% of the total disbursed investment businesses in Indonesia. Based on data from the BKPN, the realization of investment in the SDM sector, which is outside the upstream oil and gas in 2016, was reaching 95.7 trillion rupiah. BKPN targets that the energy sector contribution to the national total investment can reach 20 to 50% in 2017-2018. This year, the realization of investment from all sectors is projected to reach 678.8 trillion rupiah, including the energy sector. With the service of SDM 3G, it is also expected to attract more foreign investors to Indonesia. As a result, the target realization of the investment can be achieved. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Today in History. We begin an event which occurred on February 2, 1971, namely about the World Wetland Day. The World Wetland Day, WWD, marks the date of the signing of the Convention on Wetlands called the Ramsar Convention on 2 February 1971 in the Iranian city of Ramsar, on the shores of the Caspian Sea. WWD was celebrated for the first time in 1997 and made an encouraging beginning. Each year, government agencies, non-governmental organizations, and groups of citizens at all levels of community have acted to raise public awareness of wetland values and benefits in general, and the Ramsar Convention in particular. Each year since 1997, the Ramsar Secretariat has provided materials so that government agencies, non-governmental organizations, conservation organizations, and groups of citizens can help raise public awareness about the importance of health and values of wetlands. Within 10 years, the convention's website had positive reports for more than 95 countries of WWD activities of all sizes and shapes, from lectures and seminars, nature walks, children's art contests, sampan races, and community cleanup days, to radio and television interviews and letters to newspapers, to the launch of new wetland policies, new Ramsar sites, and new programs at the national level. The next event was in 1987, new Constitution of Philippines began to be enacted. The establishment of new Constitution of Philippines was begun by revolution of Epifanio de los Santos Avenue, taken from a name of street in the capital city of Manila. The revolution, which was signed by massive demonstration without violence in the Philippines, occurred in 1986. This action for 4 days, which was held by millions of Philippines people in Metro Manila, ended authoritarian regime of President Ferdinand Marcos and installing Corazon Aquino as president. Based on experience of President Ferdinand Marcos' government's period, the government of Corazon Aquino then established a commission which consisted of 48 members to make new constitution. This constitution has begun to enact since being ratified on 2 February 1987. The constitution follows example of the United States Constitution, which was much influenced Constitution of 1935, law of Roman, English, and Spanish. The new Philippine Constitution limits the president's power as a way of guarding against authoritarian rule. The last event is is that occurred on 2nd of February 1950, the University of Indonesia and University of Indonesia officially started operations. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945, Board of Higher Education of the Republic of Indonesia was established in Jakarta with three faculties, namely medicine and pharmacy, literature and law. When the Dutch colonial army regained control of Jakarta at the end of 1945, the body activities were moved to several cities such as Klaten, Solo, Surabaya, and Bandung. On June 21, 1946, the Provisional Government of Netherlands in the Indonesia, NICA, established a new universiteit or temporary university in Jakarta. On March 21, 1947, the name was changed to Nut Universiteit van Indonesië. Finally, after Jakarta had been taken over again, the government returned the Higher Education Agency of the Republic of Indonesia to Jakarta and combined it with the Universiteit van Indonesië with a new name, Universiteit Indonesia. It formally commenced operation on February 2, 1950, with the first sector, Haremd, Panji, Suratman, Cokro, Disuryo. In 1955, Universiteit Indonesia officially changed its name to University of Indonesia. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, it's nice to be with you in our regular program Focus through our rival service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The theme of today's focus is President Joko Widodo reminds Indonesia must have encourage to compete in ASEAN Economic Community AEC. In a series of his walking visit to the special region of Yogyakarta and Central Java on Tuesday 27th January, President Joko Widodo visited a senior high school of Taruna Nusantara located in the district of Magelang, Central Java. On this occasion, President Joko Widodo gave briefing to 1,106 high school students of Taruna Nusantara from all over Indonesia. He reminds that in the era of openness, competition among countries such as human resources will be intense and fierce. President Joko Widodo took, for example, in ASEAN region, ASEAN Economic Community has been applied and it cannot be prevented. He said openness is already at regions, not only in ASEAN region but also in European Union. People may interact freely out and in without ID card and passport. He added that this means Indonesian people must be prepared not only to be smart but also encouraged to compete. The president also explained that the mastery of a country is no longer in control of its territory but in control of territory of or natural resources and economic resources. President Joko Widodo further said that war is no physical one again, in the future is subcultural war. He perceived that the world is now a world of information so that certain countries become weak because of a perception. President Joko Widodo also emphasized that it's necessary for Indonesian people to possess strong soul and new values which will be built in the future. They should become encouraged children instead of being spoiled ones who are ready to fight and compete with anyone. President Joko Widodo also urged the students of Taruna Nusantara not to be afraid. He affirmed that Indonesian people must be optimistic to win the competition because they had prepared themselves. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The Council Region of Republic of Indonesia, New York, in cooperation with governments of Pennsylvania State and Philadelphia City and Indonesian diaspora in developed health discussion on trans policy on immigration today. New Light Press Center, Philadelphia, on Saturday. To face the potential threat of flooding during high rainy season in early 2007, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency for and Massachusetts Information Technology, MIT Urban Risk Lab, launched platform petabencana.id. Head of Data Information and Public Relations, National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, Stopo Purwonugroho said the threat of drought and forest fire in 2007 will be greater than the previous year. Considering political situation before simultaneous regional election on 15 February 2017, many districts in Indonesia, National Resilience Institute Lemhanas Governor Agus Wijoyo, after officiating polling laboratory into media at Lemhanas in Jakarta, which they said Lemhanas did not give solution for all issues in Indonesia. National Resilience Institute Lemhanas officiated polling laboratory at Lemhanas in Jakarta on Wednesday. Lemhanas Governor Agus Wijoyo said to media that officiating the polling laboratory is effective to know suggestion or constructive thoughts of people for Indonesian government. Indonesian government assured to prioritize the handle of breast and cervical cancer for the Indonesian people. Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, Minister of Health, Minister M. Subu, in a press conference of the World Cancer Day on Wednesday in Jakarta, said that although the priority was headed towards people with breast and cervical cancer, he remains encouraging people to conduct early detection for possibilities of other cancer exposures. Indonesian government encourages early detection of cancer in the community. This was stated by Director General of Disease Prevention and Control of Indonesia, Minister of Health, M. Subu, to the media in commemoration of World Cancer Day in Jakarta on Wednesday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we invite you to taste South Sulawesi culinary. So stay tuned. Listener promotion about Indonesia is continuously done around the world. This time, special cuisines from Makassar, South Sulawesi, become a special menu which is presented in a tourism promotion themed Malam Makassar or Night Makassar that was held by Indonesian Embassy in Madrid, Spain, a few days ago. Makassar culinary was selected because in the 15th century, Makassar has trade relations with Spanish traders, so there are a lot of common ground between Makassar and Spanish history. In addition, this event was held to increase the number of Spanish tourists come to Indonesia. Listener, menu offerings which were presented in Malam Makassar event are Coto Makassar, Bugis Yellow Rice, Palumara Yellow Cooked Fish, Nasu Liku, Toast Konro, Ointment, Meat Croquettes, and Grilled Eggplant. The event ends with dessert of ice palubutung and a cup of Kalosi coffee from Tanah Toraja. In today's edition, in the regular Indonesian Wonder, we introduce you to one of the Makassar culinary presented in Malam Makassar event, namely Nasu Liku, also known as Ayam Masak Lengkuas or Galangal Cooked Chicken. Nasuliku or nasulikwa is the culinary made of chicken. Nasuliku consists of pieces of chicken cooked with grated galangal. In local language, liku is galangal. Nasuliku is dominated by savory flavor of coconut milk and galangal aroma. To make nasuliku, there are three things that must be considered. Firstly, it is used ordinary chicken. Secondly, it is used a lot of coconut milk because chicken meat is stored with coconut milk in quite long time. Thirdly, to produce nasuliku perfectly, the galangal should be grated and roughly chopped so that the aroma is getting stronger. Listener, to make nasuliku, the seasonings such as salt, sugar, galangal, pepper, and lemongrass are crushed, then salted. Then put the chicken, the coconut milk, and tamarind water. If it has been cooked, nasuliku can be tasted immediately. The culinary is more delicious when enjoyed with warm rice. The taste are so delicious and savory. This Bugis culinary is a mandatory meal when commemorating festivities, including in Ramadan fasting months. However, for those who are interested to enjoy the cuisine, you do not have to wait for Ramadan. This time, nasuliku can be enjoyed easily at restaurants around South Sulawesi. The price is relatively cheap, which is around 20,000 to 30,000 rupiah per portion. Well, listener, that was today's Indonesian Wonder featuring nasuliku culinary from South Sulawesi. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. It's a pleasure to meet you again for our program Miscellany. In today's edition, we will provide information on the 2017 International Toba Kayak Marathon. Stay tuned. Listener, Lake Toba in North Sumatra has become one of the 10 priorities in Indonesia. Because of its world-class beauty and stunning nature, a lot of efforts has been done by the government to support the development of Lake Toba. The government has developed the Silangit Airport for easy access to Lake Toba. Besides, plenty of national and international events have been held to promote Lake Toba. One international event which will be held in Lake Toba is the 2017 International Toba Kayak Marathon. Listener, the International Kayak Marathon will be held from July 28 until July 30. This event will be organized by the Paddlers Sumatra community and will be held in the Baligay Marom Situmurun, Lake Toba region. Lake Toba was chosen because of the conditions of the lake are which relatively quiet and the lake has beautiful scenery. This event will be held to lift the local economy through tourism and to promote Lake Toba as well. The presence of this event, as well as introducing and preserving Solu, which resembles a kayak fleet, should help boost tourism in the area. This kind of transportation is often used to go to school and catch fish while children are still in school. Listener, this international event will bring around 200 domestic and foreign kayakers to Lake Toba. Kayaking is an iconic water sport in the Lake Toba region, and this event will be the first event held in Indonesia. The International Toba Kayak Marathon will become a regular event and should be held every year. This event will also be an icon of tourism sport in Toba, where recreational and sport activities are used as an interesting activity for tourism. This year's 2017 International Toba Kayak Marathon will use the tagline, Kayaking on the Top of Super Volcano. Well, listener, that is all for today's edition of Miscellany, which focuses on the 2017 Toba Kayak Marathon. I'm Nika Kusumawati. I'll see you again next week on Miscellany. Sampai jumpa.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back. With me, Hernita, in our regular segment Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Listeners, let's return to a nostalgic to remember love story, or the story of love and sorrow in the past for a moment, to forget our daily routine activities. Sometimes, memory songs can bring inspiration to you to make it more excited to live your life. Like the coming song called Jatuh Cinta, sung by a maestro of Indonesian pop song, Titiek Puspa. Listener, let's enjoy the song Jatuh Cinta by Titiek Puspa.
Jatuh cinta berjuta rasanya, biar siang biar malam terbayang wajahnya. Jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, biar hitam biar putih manislah nampaknya. Dia jauh aku cemas tapi hati rindu, dia dekat aku senang tapi salah tingkah. Dia aktif aku pura-pura jual mahal, repotnya. Jatuh cinta berjuta indahnya, dipantah dibelai ampoi rasanya. Wow, wow, jatuh cinta berjuta nikmatnya, menangis tertawa karena jatuh cinta. Wow, asiknya. La 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 la.
Yes, Titiek Puspa is an Indonesian famous, very talented singer and the star of the large screen. Her popularity still exists in Indonesian pop music in the country, even though she has already almost 80 years old. Perhaps these words are indeed appropriate with her popularity. Her existence in the world of artistry never fade off because her creativity of works, both as a songwriter of Indonesian pop music or singer. Apart from being a singer and songwriter, sometimes Titiek Puspa also acted as a choreographer in some events of television stations. her popularity is also known to foreign countries. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song by Titi Puspa.
Hai gadis, adikku ayu, bahagianya seumurmu. Kau lincah, cantik dan lucu. Tawa tangis, kau pun lucu. Hai gadis, kau pasti tahu dilambangkan kuncu bunga.
There is no standard definition of love. Love is actually unique. Nobody can define the meaning of love. The only people who are in love, who can feel what and how the love is. In general, the meaning of love is the affection to anyone. Love has inspired Titi Puspa to create a song. Many songs of Titi Puspa is still enduring as a love song that we've just listened. Well, listener, let's enjoy the last song by Titi Puspa, entitled Adinda, Have a good day, listener, and sampai jumpa.
Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, namamu tiada duanya. Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, di kau intan bermata, sejuknya embun dini hari. Sesejuk tutur senyum kau beri, hangatnya sinar matahari, sehangat cinta yang kau beri. Sejak ku mengenal diriku, dunia nampak indah gemilau. Aku hidup hanya untukmu, jangan, jangan, jangan tinggalkan aku. Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, cintamu tiada duanya. Adinda, oh buah hatiku, kau dan aku selalu satu. Aku hidup hanya untukmu, jangan, jangan, jangan tinggalkan aku. Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, cintamu tiada duanya. Adinda, oh buah hatiku, kau dan aku selalu satu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai jumpa. nanti siang kekasihku segerakan datang habis gelap terbitlah
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.